All right, so we did a thing.
We did a thing?
We did a thing.
Yeah, we did
Started
do a thing.
Started a podcast.
We sure did.
And here it is. Welcome to episode one of Cirque du Psyche, the Circus of the Mind. All right, we'll go ahead and apologize for any heavy breathing. Getting over some cold issues here, and we're going to figure it out as we go. Just going to spend this first episode introducing ourselves, telling everybody what we're about, why we started the podcast, what it means to us. It's probably going to suck. Hopefully we'll get better as we go.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. So mm-hmm. I am your host, Tanner, the Cosmic Potato Farmer.
Oh my gosh.
And across from me is my producer. Would you be the producer?
I don't know what I am.
My producer, the indubitable Space Fox, Monica.
Oh my gosh.
Will be your hosts into this vomitorium of the mind. We're just going to kind of discuss whatever comes up. You know, no outline, no topics. Just get into it, whatever we feel like talking about. It's kind of what we're going to do.
Yep.
But we might want to structure this first one a little bit. Kind of let everybody know what we're about, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. What do you think over there?
Do you want to do like an interview style?
Interview. They'll put me in a hot seat right
over
there.
Yeah, you're in the hot seat.
I ain't scared. Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
Can I say ain't?
Ain't a word.
Ain't. It's in the dictionary now.
Is ain't in the dictionary now?
It's in the dictionary now. I'm going to use it. I'm using it. Ain't.
Okay, let's go. Ain't.
Let my southern root show here. All right, what do you got for me over there?
All right, what do we hope to accomplish with this podcast?
What do I hope to accomplish? Waking people up, I guess, kind of making people think, use their brains, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of think outside the box, maybe unplug from the matrix a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not hoping to accomplish, like, a whole lot, really, just kind of be entertaining too. Just come on here and talk about something funny sometimes something serious, but hope to reach some people, just, you know, another point of view.
What kind of people are we trying to reach?
Whoever wants to listen. I mean, you want to tune in and get something funny, you want to tune in and think, do a little bit of both. Hopefully we can get that done. You know, just you know, I'm just sick and tired of the status quo, basically, getting fed lies and BS, and it's getting scary and a little too serious out there sometimes. You know, hopefully we can get people's mind off of things and maybe approach serious topics from a funny way, or, you know, it's not always going to be about funny. I'm not saying we're going to be some kind of weird, wacky, you know, stupid podcast, you know, just where it's, we're just trying to be funny, telling fart jokes or anything like that, but... You know, just kind of lighten things up maybe and maybe help people think mm-hmm. sometimes. I don't know. I mean, like I said, we're just going to kind of let it lead itself basically, so we'll see.
Okay. We have any suggestions you think we should touch on?
Like right now or in general?
In general.
I mean, everything.
Everything? We're going to touch on everything?
About. I mean, literally, it's like... Circus of the mind, whatever, just, you know, whatever's going on in there at that time. Let's talk about it. Let's do it.
What do you have on your mind right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
Could use another cup of coffee.
You know? Yeah. So, coffee's always a must.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, you're leading the show right now with this interview style. I'm in the hot seat over here. What do you got?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. What do you got? You got any questions for me?
Nope. Waiting on you.
Oh, jeez. That's all I got right now.
But let's explain what the name of the podcast is. So Cirque du Psyche is, you know, roughly translated. I'm probably getting it wrong, but exactly. But, you know,
it's what you think it is.
Yeah, Cirque du Psyche, Circus of the Mind. I don't want it to be so, you know, singularly focused on anything like a certain topics. You know, politics, farming, whatever. You know, we're kind of into a little bit of everything. Like, let's talk about a little bit about everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I chose that name. It's you know, we might have a topic we talk about most of the show, or we might just get on here and say, hey, let's just turn the mics on and start talking.
Yeah,
you know, whatever. It may be boring for some people, it may be entertaining, it may be fun, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to be the next Joe Rogan or anything, you know. Just I just want to have fun and do it. I mean, it's the whole reason I'm starting this podcast is I like to talk. You mean, you know that. Most people know that.
Yeah.
And
You have a lot to say, though.
I do have a lot to say. Maybe it doesn't mean a whole lot, but I got something to say sometime. You know, most of the time I got something to say. I just like to talk. I think it'd be cathartic to just get on here and talk. And I listen to a lot of podcasts, a lot of good podcasts out there. Do we need another podcast out there? Probably not. But I'm also big on community, but I think in every community, somebody should have a podcast in mm-hmm. your immediate community. Not just one person. Maybe everybody should do one. People in your community might be more inclined to tune in and listen to a different point of view because they know you, they know of you in the community, whatever. I don't know. I can ramble about it all day, but really that's kind of where my heart and my mind is about it, is to just have fun, talk.
Mm-hmm.
I might get on here by myself one day and just start talking. I don't know. But, it helps me clear my mind, get things out there. And you know, people in our community and people we know, talk to, some of our views, points of views on things can be a little crazy and outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard to talk to people like that sometimes. And, you know, that person that might want to hear what I got to say, I might not actually physically run into, but they might run across a podcast and hear a different point of view on something and start thinking, using their brain. And, you know, I'm not trying to change the world. I'm just trying to do what I feel God led me to do and just use my mouth and talk and ramble and maybe reach somebody or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did a lot of rambling just then.
Yeah, you did. That's all right.
Try to minimize that, stay on topic, maybe focus. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
So what do we do? We didn't tell anybody what we do.
Yeah, like, that's professionally,
what do we do? Huh?
That's what I was going to go next.
Oh, you're going to ask me that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So what do we do?
So, as Billy says, every hero has a back story.
Origin story.
An origin story.
Man.
Oh, I ruined it.
Don't discredit that, man. That
way.
Oh, man. Do it right. You need to do it right.
Every hero has an origin story.
Yeah. So my origin story. Let's not get into that. Let's just stick to what we do now. So we'll get into the origin story another day, maybe. Not that that's going to be interesting, but...
I don't know.
It could be fun to talk about.
You have some crazy upbringing story.
Yeah, well, that's for another day. But so what do we do now? Professionally, we are farmers. We run a private farm for a coastal plantation somewhere in South Carolina. We grow meat, plants, a little bit of everything. We run a regenerative farm. So if you don't know what regenerative farming is, it's we don't use chemicals. We do everything naturally. We let nature decide when the animals are going to breed. We don't even spray our fence lines. We use the fence lines as somewhat of a riparian area, you know, things like that. You grow your plants naturally.
Mm-hmm.
We use weeds. We don't get out there and weed and kill everything. You know, we work with nature. We use permaculture. I guess I could have said that.
Yeah.
We use permaculture a lot.
Not the hippie style.
Not the hippie kind of permaculture, the real kind. Basically, we let nature run the show, and we're helping. We just help. We don't run anything. We just help nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so but that's what we do. We're farmers professionally. We are just, you know, passionate about the earth that God has blessed us with. We're doing our best to help out, to kind of get it back into a more natural way of doing things, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to earth care, people care, abundance given to the first two.
Bam.
You know, that's basically, I mean, that really encompasses all that we do out here. We're very passionate about it. We love it. We love what we do. But also, next to that, we're compassionate about community.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always trying to build community. You know, we love people. We love the people around us. We just want to help. That's basically where our heart and minds are. And we get into that one day too. We can nerd out on farming all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Permaculture, farming, animals, plants,
yep.
What have you.
Yep.
I'm hungry now. Let's go eat a steak.
Oh my gosh. I'm good with steak. Always.
Did you say steak?
Steak.
What you got over there? You don't like to talk a lot, do you?
I'm not the talker. Tanner's the talker.
Yeah. I need to talk here.
Once I start talking, I start nervous rambling. It's not a good type of rambling, so I let Tanner take charge.
Yeah, because you get nervous too.
And I do. I start getting kind of nervous like these. Yeah,
it's kind of adorable but annoying.
Oh my gosh! Oh, at least you think that because yeah. I think everybody's like, oh my gosh, she needs to stop.
Sometimes, but just let it go.
Just let her go.
Eat it out sometimes.
It is. It's good to. Yeah. Ramble and
sometimes
be able to talk.
Venting's good sometimes.
Venting is really good.
Yeah, but I mean that's rest assured we're not going to get on here. We're not using this to vent or ramble
much.
Yeah, right now we can describe ourselves on as a pigs on roller skates. Another awesome saying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting over some yuck, so apologize for any heavy breathing out there, but let's take a moment here, and instead of a moment of silence, let's have a moment of heavy breathing. Oh, everybody out there dealing with this, and you know, just there we go. That was ridiculous.
I can't take you serious. Well, I can't take you anywhere.
All right.
Any final thoughts?
Oh, yeah, wrapping it up already.
No, I'm just saying.
Right, yeah, short and sweet. For
it is going to be very short and sweet.
Let's do it.
We don't really have a topic to talk about, but
yeah, I don't know. Just... I feel like it was kind of everywhere, but hopefully somebody got something from that, learned who we are a little bit. Maybe. Yeah. Did we miss anything about us? Who are we?
I don't know.
Why are we doing this?
Why are we doing this?
I don't know.
It's insane.
Maybe one or two people will enjoy it. That's something else I want to say too. I don't need 10 million listeners. I don't need 10 listeners. If one person out there gets something out of this, word up, man. That's what it's about. You know, mm-hmm. It could be like Jeffrey living in his mom's basement in a cardboard castle. Is for you, Jeffrey, in your cardboard castle. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening,
that's
Jeffrey.
It. If it's just Jeffrey out there, that's who I'm going to do it for. I don't care. You know, we're not doing this for money or listeners or anything. It's like I said, I just like to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk and talk. Most people know that, and most people probably. Yeah, they're gonna be like, "Oh, it's this Tanner's podcast. Find something else to listen to."
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, but no, it's good. It's good.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, I hope y'all come back after all this rambling and weirdness.
Yeah, we'll get better. We'll get more streamlined and better at it. Maybe we'll actually get a little structure. A little structure is good, you know. Well, maybe we'll do something. Maybe we'll do like a word of the day.
Yeah.
Let's do a word of the day. Let's mm-hmm. teach people something.
We're going to have some guests.
Yeah, guests. We'll have some guests on here, talk about some things. You know, maybe if we do get one or two listeners, if something y'all want us to cover, want us to talk about, yeah, let's do it. You know,
okay.
Jeffrey, your cardboard castle.
Jeffrey, you are welcome anytime.
And we're looking forward to what you want us to talk about. We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, ooh.
What?
Bigfoot.
Ooh, some Bigfoot.
Bigfoot. You told me what I had on my mind.
Yeah?
Man, I don't want to get started though, but I was just looking into the woods right now at the window.
You see Bigfoot out there?
I bet you believe in Bigfoot. That's why you're living in a castle, because you're scared of Bigfoot. There's no reason to fear him, bro.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, but we're definitely going to talk about Bigfoot one day.
Oh,
how did
we
get here?
I don't know. We're like trying to end the show.
I like it, yeah. Let's end it.
All right.
So signing off, first podcast. I hope it didn't suck too much. We'll get better. And if you run across this and give it a listen, thank you. We're going to try to do this, what? We say weekly, maybe?
Maybe once or twice a week, just
once
depending
twice,
on
maybe.
What comes up.
I mean, I could talk a lot, but
I
mean, things to do, too. Jeez.
Jeez, man. Got stuff to
let's
do.
Let's shoot for once a week.
All right.
Once a week. Maybe Friday, release on the weekend or something. Okay. I don't know. But if you like it, look for us. And thank you for listening. See ya.